So men hate going to church. So here's my concern as a pastor, as a member of the pastoral leadership team here in Pierce County. I'm asking myself, what is going on? What is missing with all the good things happening in our churches? What is missing? Well, you heard me mention just a few moments ago that the people that have gathered for this missions conference, including yourselves and myself today, were very clear on God's call to the nations. This gospel will be preached to every nation, the Lord said, before the end comes. And probably a little different definition of nations than in our modern geography books, the Greek word ethnos. We're talking down to tribes, different ethnicities. The Lord said the gospel is for all of those nations, all of those ethnicities. Well, thanks to, you know, the focus on the family generation, the evangelical church in America is very well aware that God is concerned about families, that families are a building block in society. We are all very concerned right now about the forces, political and social, that are tearing at the family structure in our own land today. We know that God is concerned about families, and ever since we each got saved, we know that God is vitally concerned about individuals. You know, it was we heard the gospel preached to us, and we were told that, you know, you're not going to heaven just because your parents are Christians or just because your grandparents are Christians. We know it's an individual thing. We have to come to faith individually in Christ. We know that. Okay. So, if the call to the nations is the head, the individuals are the toes and the feet, and the families are the legs that move the kingdom of God forward. What's missing? We've got the whole torso missing. Now, we've got a youngster with us here this morning that probably doesn't remember back in the, you know, 70s and 80s, we were all singing, "If my people who are called by my name," you know, and we were praying for the revival of America. Okay, we'd come together, we'd have worship, praise times, praying for revival of this nation. We'd encourage one another to pray for the revival of America. And then we'd go home and not give it another thought all week long. And until the next weekend, we'd come to a praise service or whatever, and we'd pray and praise and pray for the revival of America. You know what? As wonderful as that all was, it accomplished nothing. In part because none of us ever had any idea what it would look like. What exactly are we praying for? If we're praying for the revival of America, what would that look like? And how would God do it? Well, we kind of just hoped that the Holy Spirit would fall on our congregation, you know, boom, and that somehow out of our own congregation, you know, the entire United States of America would stand up and take notice and say, "Oh yes, we do need Jesus after all," or something. But we really had no idea. Folks, the missing component is our non-existent theology of city. This is the missing, this is, I should say, the forgotten message of Ezra and Nehemiah. Now, if you've been a Christian for 10 years or more, you've heard any number of sermons from the books of Ezra and Nehemiah, especially when it's time to build a new building or to raise funds for something, you know, because those are great books for teaching teamwork and fundraising and how everybody has to do their part, blah, 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 okay? But here's the forgotten message of these two vital books in our Bible, Ezra and Nehemiah. The forgotten message is this, that the rebirth of a nation begins with restoring the integrity of a single city. The rebirth of a nation begins with restoring the integrity of a single city.